It's hard to even speak when someone who touched our lives so significantly leaves us. That was Carol Pretlow. Carol had been a respected voice on the Another View Roundtable since its inception on television in 2009. And when we transitioned to radio, Carol came with us and remained an insightful and engaging part of our Another View family for 15 years. During her many trips to WHRO, she was usually greeted by WHRO receptionist Deborah Clark, who remembers her this way.
Dr. Pretlow was always kind and compassionate and caring to me, and she had such a beautiful spirit. She always had the same demeanor when I saw her. I enjoyed our talks when she came to the station, and she truly loved what she did. She talked about her NSU students and how remarkable they are. She had a quiet strength about her. She will be missed, and she truly was a hero among us.
It was Carol's vast knowledge of the world of politics that brought her to us, and it was that broad knowledge that she shared with her students for close to 40 years at Norfolk State University, teaching political science and world affairs to hundreds. Deborah Ron Elliott was one of them.
She just was very into us as students. She was willing to help us to get our degrees. She just mentored all of us. If we needed her after hours, if we needed to talk, she just sat there when class was over and just talked to us, just like a mom, a mentor. She just loved on us. She took several students to New York, the ones that were ready to go on to be lawyers. She had her past students come in to talk to us. She also had other political people come in to talk to us about different things. And just how we should, when we do study law or do go into politics, how we are to focus on things and how we are to research things. She just was so professional.
Often describing herself as a country girl from Smithfield, Carol Pretlow was much more. She graduated from Georgie Tyler High School in 1965 at the age of 16. She would go on to graduate from Fisk University with a BA in political science. New Journal and Guide Chief Reporter Emeritus Leonard Colvin says Carol's path would veer slightly, leading her to work as a fashion writer, a poet, and a model, but would eventually bring her to NSU.
Before she got to Norfolk State, she tried to compile as much experience in the real world relative to civil rights and thinking and education as she could. She got to NSU in 1986, and William P. Robinson took her under his wing and taught her how to run a class and engage the students, get them talking and get them debating. And that was basically her format throughout her teaching career at Norfolk State University.
Carol would earn an MA in Mass Communications from Norfolk State and later a JD in International Law from American University.
And it was an advanced degree. That's how she wrote all those secret documents and talking papers for the Defense Department. She had a degree in International Law.
Her vast knowledge would net her engagements to share her expertise as an adjunct professor at the National Defense University Joint Forces Staff College and at the W.E.B. Du Bois Institute for African American Studies at Harvard University. Carol never hesitated to speak her mind, be it a one-on-one conversation or an Another View broadcast. For example, during this 2003 roundtable discussion, she quickly shared her take on a member of Congress yelling out during the president's State of the Union address.
And I was like, okay, girlfriend, the first line of defense is always to act with class. You have the responsibility, this is my mom saying, to act with class even when others do not. So you don't have to agree with him, but do respect the fact that he is president of the United States.
Dr. Carol Pretlow left her mark on this region and her country, not only through her own work, but through the many students she mentored who are now impacting their communities, this nation, and the world. She will truly be missed. But her legacy and what she poured into so many will live on. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.